Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 30 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice little show with your life with WordPress. I forgot what to say all of a sudden. I'm going to keep this in there, though. I'm Adam with my buddy, my good friend, my compatriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
What is happening today? How are you?
Dude, what's up, man?
We're
back on the show, Get Options Podcast. That is the show we are doing right now.
Wow. Are you okay? Sir, are you okay? Do you need a doctor?
I think I'm fine, man. Okay. I got my second cup of coffee.
Clearly,
excited about the weekend.
We're recording a little later than we did the last 2 weeks. Versus midweek, we're doing it actually on a Saturday again, which is a good and bad. It's getting done, obviously. But we're drinking coffee, which we'll skip right to for a second, versus beer. Okay.
That's right. We're going to have a good time today. This is going to be a great show, I predict. That's one of my predictions.
Are we making shows great again?
Oh, jeez.
Less than a minute in.
Oh, my gosh. Got to stop. Got to stop. That's going to be your New Year's resolution for 2018, is you're going to find something new to joke about.
Yes, clearly.
Incessantly.
Okay.
So, something new.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how was your life? Since we haven't talked what's new? What's new in the update in the Kyle Maurer world in the last week?
Oh man, it's been a pretty fun week since last time we recorded a show. Got a new hot tub, and I love it. I love hot tubs, and ours is installed, and we've been in it every night.
Doesn't Seinfeld just call that like a? I remember on the Seinfeld episode, he called it was just a like a bacteria puddle or something, or cesspool of he was all anti. He's a germaphobe or something. I don't know if you remember the character was. I don't know if he really is. Who knows?
Whatever. No one asked him.
Okay. So you're enjoying your hot tub. Cool.
I like it. It's super fun. Have friends over, and it just. Good time.
I haven't gotten the invitation yet to come and enjoy. So,
if you're nice, maybe someday.
Yeah. Well, that'll never happen.
We've got our team meetup. I fly out on Monday.
Wow.
Our whole team from all over the map are flying in to the same place to be together for 5 days, starting next week. So I will be pretty busy and may not be available for a recording of a show. Maybe we could do it the Sunday after I return, but it's going to be a busy week for me.
Yeah. Well, maybe at this point I'll just reach out to somebody and get a sub in for you. We'll sub you out. We can tap out for 1 week and we can have a guest host spot. Anyone out there?
Yeah, let me know. I was actually thinking that might be good.
Yeah. Maybe I might do that. Maybe curious. Sarah Dunn. Once again, I want to see if we can drop her name in a couple episodes in a row. Sarah, let me know.
A lot of episodes, yeah. But, she's awesome. Maybe she would be a fun kind of substitute co-host.
I think so.
Yeah, she's pretty fun. We always have fun when Sarah's around.
Definitely not, what's his name behind
Adam you? Warner.
Or Ross. No way.
Or Ross.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Do you like the hat that Ross is wearing right now?
That is nice. Yeah, that is nice.
Ross board behind me.
Right.
Yeah. If anybody has opinions on guest co-host, let us know.
If you're interested, just reach out to me because I'm going to be
one of those many things. We have so many ideas about this show. Oh, we're just like an idea factory.
We are. Not that they're good, but they are ideas.
How about in your space? All I know about what you've been up to is you have been binge watching Breaking Bad.
That is true. I'll end up passing you and your lovely wife probably.
Did you set up an email autoresponder for all your clients? Say I'm busy for the next 3 weeks binging Breaking Bad.
It hasn't. Yeah, no. Maybe. So I've been doing the binging, the Breaking Bad. I'm up to season 5, episode I think 3 as of last night. So I'll probably pass you tonight, today or tomorrow.
Gosh, we've been working on it all summer.
Wow.
And
yeah. Well, I don't know. I just I'll sneak in an episode during the day. I'll watch one or two episodes during the day, in 10 or 15 minute blocks. So I'll watch for 10, 15 minutes. I'll go do something else. I'll come back. I can do that. And, you know, it works out okay.
You watch your shows on like 1.5 or 2x speed, like no. I listen to podcasts?
No, I can't do that. I wish I could. I've tried. Some of the sequences that Walter White has, the pontification, I will admit, are really long and drawn out and just a little bit too much, I think. But that's just me. So what else?
Yeah, loyal listeners of the show will know that I've made numerous Breaking Bad jokes on past episodes that you didn't get.
No, because I didn't know the show.
Didn't even bother to politely laugh at.
Right now I got
them. Which I noticed.
Now
you will get my jokes and still not laugh.
Right.
Like you always do.
Yeah. So I also went to New York. As I mentioned last week's episode, I did go. We almost didn't go. I almost jinxed it, saying I'm back from New York. It was a great trip. We actually did go. My daughter and I, we flew up on Monday morning on her birthday, but it was not looking so good, only for the fact that weather in New York was bad on Sunday. People were trying to get on standby for Monday. So long story short, we made it on the plane. It was a sold out plane, 100 seats, and plus 15 or 16 people on standby. So literally 10 people didn't show on the plane itself, and another 10 didn't show on the standby list because we're number 11 and 12. So we actually made it on. So we saw a show off Broadway. We ate some pizza, some New York pizza, New York bagel. Walked about 7 miles a day.
New York bagels, that's a thing.
It's kind of a thing, yeah. And then,
Jeez, I don't know anything. I've never been to New York.
I wanted a piece of cheesecake from Junior's, but my daughter doesn't like cheesecake, so it's her birthday week, 2 days, you know. So we didn't have cheesecake. It's all right. And lastly, I also attended when I got back. I got back Tuesday night. What was cool about coming back was my wife and boys were coming back in California, so we met with them in JFK. They were flying back from LAX to JFK. They flew in and we all caught the plane home together, which was kind of neat. It was kind of fun that we timed it just right and those logistics worked out. So it's kind of good to see everybody in the plane. And then Wednesday, I went to my first Carrie Business Expo. Checked it out. Got a state of the word, if you will, not say the word, state of the union for the business climate in Cary and in the Raleigh Durham Triangle area. Interesting. Very interesting information.
Is it? Really?
And I met some people. I met a designer, met the chamber people. I'm surprised the chamber hasn't reached back out to me to say, hey, are you going to join? You know, I was a little surprised on that. But which is also, I mean,
sure,
you know, we'll see. And
that must be eye-opening, just exploring, like just diving in to a new business community completely. Right. I mean, you went coast to coast,
right,
from LA to Raleigh, and here you are just learning about it. But is there anything that strikes you as like just completely different, culturally different, or just economically different, or just anything that stands out?
Well, with the people I've been meeting around town at Starbucks, just been walking around, and I introduced myself and I mentioned that I'm new in town and what I do in the WordPress space and development and, you know, and running a little agency here. Everyone says, oh, there's plenty of work. People totally need to websites because there are so many bad sites. And I agree, you know, but, you know, nicely, I'm like, yeah, I haven't landed any local yet. You know, I mean, I've only been here for 2 months. It seems longer. But literally, August, it's only been two and a half months now. So it's going to take some time. And I've considered joining the chamber. It's like $350. I've also considered joining a service club like, you know, Kiwanis or Rotary. But it's the investments in both money and time. And I don't mind the time. It's the money issue that I have. You know, I'm limited at the moment. You know, I got to budget that out, right? So.
Sure.
But it was good. I met, like I said, met a designer, met somebody from actually a Rotary Club, met a cool chiropractor. What else? I have all these business cards. AAA. Oh, I actually met this other cool guy. He actually, his name's Rich. He works in a hospice care company. Really nice. I mean, just a good guy. So we may have lunch next week. Just, you know, and he's like, what can I do to help you? I'm like, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah. So, be sure to update us on the show how that lunch meeting goes.
Okay. That sounds slightly sarcastic.
No, I would never be sarcastic. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's it for that. What else? Yeah. News and updates.
News. All right. What's happening in this crazy world?
So we got WordPress 4.9 release candidate came out. We're still on track to see that on November 14th, I believe, is the date for that. Also, WordPress 3.83 came out. It fixed a security issue, which is a big deal. And I know you're like, well, we don't really talk too much about the releases and stuff, or we don't dive too much into them. But I will say that it was a big deal because it was supposed to fix things from 3.82. I kind of looked into it. And it looks like, I want to see, where's my other note here? I want to share this with you guys. Oh yeah, so it was supposed to fix be a patch for the WP database prepare string, I guess, that could lead to a potential SQL injection. The person who found it let the team know. He was kind of ignored. He finally kind of gave an ultimatum via his Twitter account. The WordPress security team then reached back out, a fresh set of eyes, took a look at it, and they patched it. You know, it was just a matter of, he was like, hey, look, this is an issue, and it needs to be fixed. And it wasn't from the WordPress side of things. And so obviously at this point, everyone's auto update should have already happened in the last I think, 3 days. So if it hasn't, you're going to want to update that. So there you go.
Sure.
And then other thing, so then we also have, what's the last, you said you wrote your favorite topic.
I was reading through the news, gosh, just seeing what's up. And as always, it's just all Gutenberg all the time. And Gutenberg was really interesting and fun to talk about like 7 months ago. But now, gosh, there's other stuff to talk about, people. Come on. I was just struck by the fact that every other article is about Gutenberg, has Gutenberg in the titles. I mean, I'll just read you some examples. Okay. Here's just some titles just scrolling through my WordPress news feed. What's new in Gutenberg? User testing Gutenberg. Gutenberg release notes. Gutenberg plus Elementor and GeneratePress. Gutenberg concepts for integrating Yoast SEO. The future of WordPress plugins with Gutenberg. WordPress 4.9 beta removes. Try Gutenberg call to action. Gutenberg myth busting. 10 answers to the future of content creation in WordPress. And one of my favorites, can Gutenberg be Guten great? So it's just crazy.
That's awesome.
Every other article, every person out there who is blogging or just writing anything about WordPress says, you know, I got to jump on the bandwagon. I got to write about Gutenberg.
Yeah, see, I haven't.
Neither have I.
I don't know.
Neither
if I'm going to. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to. I'm going to now. I think when the week you're gone, if we do an episode with a guest, we're going to just do the Gutenberg episode.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't mind missing that episode.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. This stuff is really important. And these volunteers working to improve WordPress in this way deserve our respect and our input as much as possible. All of us who care about WordPress should be testing this, should be sharing information. If we're developers, consider contributing and providing input. But
I just have to say, I think the people around Gutenberg, they're great people. They are. They're fantastic people. I love the Gutenberg team.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Remember your 2018 resolution.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Couldn't resist.
Important. It's important, this stuff. But geez, there are other things to talk about. Like whatever we're going to talk about next.
Maybe.
Segue.
Yes.
Somehow.
Who's
please,
on the move? Anyone now. Changing? Anyone on the move? Do you know anything?
No.
Okay. I know. Yeah, I don't. I know a friend of mine applied for a job, but I don't know. That's all I know.
Right. I know someone who left a job, but
that
doesn't
all.
Seem right to talk about.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I guess that's it on that. Hey, what you wearing? What you drinking? What you reading?
Sure thing. Right. Lately, all I've been reading has been the owner's manual to my hot tub. I'm trying to familiarize myself with everything that goes into owning one. Currently, I am sporting an Envato t-shirt underneath my fancy schmancy WordCamp Ann Arbor speaker hoodie. And I'm drinking some coffee.
What year was that speaker? Is that from this year, 2017?
Yes, this is the 2017 one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not bitter. I showed up. I surprised you and all. I mean, I wasn't a speaker, but still, come on, man.
Come on, you would have been a speaker, but this surprise thing matters more to you. More important.
I didn't know it was going to happen. All right, so I'm wearing, not that you're asking, a WooCommerce t-shirt. I got this, I think. Yeah. Is this from WordCamp US?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
WordCamp US, like 2015 or 16, I don't know. I'm drinking coffee in a WordCamp OC 2014 mug. And I'm reading two things. I'm reading for the second time through The Big Leap, and I'm also starting last night. I just started The Autobiography of a Yogi. I'm getting back into my spiritual self, my Eastern spiritual self.
Yay, boo, 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 boo.
Yogi, not Yogi Bear.
Oh, shoot. Silly me.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
I know, right? Your words, not mine. Hey, guess what time it is, Kyle?
I'm not sure. Tell me.
That's right, people. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them best we could. And now it's time to give you some options. Here we go. Woo-hoo. Ready? Are you ready? All right. You want to ask that first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This first question, a great question, comes to us from Veronica Rip. And she asks, how to make your website come up on search engines more? Do you use tags? I have no clue.
Fantastic question. Thank you so much. Who sent that one in?
Veronica.
Love the show, Veronica Mars. Never watched it. Okay. So I have two options for you here. First one is, you can take it or leave it. But the first one is you want to call Serge and or Mark from Google and Facebook respectively. You want to tell them that their algorithms are not working for you whatsoever and to fix it. Really just to help you out. Really just because they can do that. They have the pull. They have the skills and the chops to fix the algorithm. So that's option one. What do you got?
Yeah, that good idea though.
Yeah, call them. I call him Serge. I call him Serge. I mean, it's Serge and Mark, you know. Facebook and
cause Larry.
I don't care about Larry. Larry and I, we had a falling out.
Oh, okay. Gosh, that never even occurred to me. Just like going straight to the top.
Go straight to the top.
It's not working.
Right.
Fix it.
Serge and Mark. Yeah. Hey, can you guys fix the algorithm to help me out specifically?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay. Brilliant.
Brilliant. See, okay. That's why people listen to the show for good advice.
Right.
I mean, tags, Veronica mentioned in your question, and those are important. I remember back in the day, I was all about them tags, let me tell you. Tags were just like everywhere. It was kind of hilarious because when I first started making websites, I got this little job where I was churning out. It was just like in this dungeon of a back room, really, of some agency. I was just a lowly intern, just like chained to my desk and churning out these horrendous static HTML websites. And one of the selling points was these are SEO websites, SEO optimized. And so I was tagging it up,
right, bro, wow,
inside of those HTML, like the head of every single file from the home page to the context page and everything in between was just like tag rich with so many meta keywords.
Nice.
And so many meta tags.
So do you still use them?
No. Not at all.
That's awesome. Okay. All right. So no. do you have an option for her? Like, do you have a good, bad, or ugly option for, you know, how to rank higher on search engines? Yeah. Like, I mean, mine's up there. I've already started pretty high.
Yeah. Well, you really came up with the easy way. My easy way was going to be just throw money at the search engines because you could pay for ads and then you would, you know, you will show up in the ad space.
That was one of my other options, actually, was pay for it. Google Ads and Facebook. Easy. Right. You could throw money at it. Right.
Right. That's right. Pretty much guaranteed compared to organic, just trying to rank in the organic results.
And we know about ranking.
Yeah. Right. Like how well we rank in podcast searches for shows you don't want to listen to.
This is Badger from Breaking Bad. I just want to say I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, there are a butt ton of factors which impact SEO. All right.
And I believe butt ton is the official lingo. It's like the de facto standard in Wikipedia for how to do
SEO. If you run a count function against the number of factors in the algorithm, it does return butt ton.
Butt ton.
Yeah, if you're using, here's the reality. If you're using a basic WordPress site or one that is modified really well, appropriately, you shouldn't worry much. It really is all about your content. So Veronica is, though we were answering a little bit the letter of the question, but the spirit of the question is about organic rankings. You need to focus almost entirely on your content for your website. And SEO is what we're talking about. That's not mentioned in the question, but that's the practice which is referred to.
Right.
Search engine optimization, the practice of helping our websites rank better in search engines.
Because you really want to be, you know, on the top page, obviously.
Right. You're going to get more visitors and more business if you are more visible in the search engines. Right. We all pretty much know this by now. That's what SEO is about, and it's a big thing. I used to be really big into SEO. That was like totally what I got started with websites doing, consulting with SEO stuff. Not so much anymore, but we both have a ton of friends who are big time into it and know a lot more than we do. SEO changes all the time as the search engines tweak their algorithms, and the algorithms are black box. We don't know how they work other than what search engines tell us to focus on and what we all collectively learn from our experiences and watching our traffic reports. So we don't really know the intricacies of the algorithms that search engines have, but we infer a lot from our experiences and what search engines tell us right. We should be focusing on.
Absolutely.
And mostly that is content. While there are hundreds of factors, they are not all equally important.
Right. I mean, I usually tell people when I do my seminars or if I do a class, people always ask about the SEO. And my answer is SEO is a moving target. We don't know the algorithm, how it works exactly. We can just do an educated guess, right? And because people do this all the time, they focus their life on SEO like you used to. I don't. I don't consider myself an SEO expert. But I do always answer relevant content, frequently updated in your niche. That's, you know, that's important. That's, you know, relevant and updated currently, often, right? Because if you're going to blog and you want to, you want to be consistent, you want to do something once a week, twice a week, but it has to be relevant to your content.
Yeah.
To your focus, whatever it may be, right?
The idea that comes to me is if you want to think about how you rank, think about it as like search engines are the judges. And we're all in some kind of little contest, like some fair or something like that, some just big elaborate contest with competition with all of each other. And if you want to be the one who makes it onto the podium of like page one on a search engine, the judges have to award you the prize of being the best result. It's that simple. You have to be better than the others. Your content has to be more helpful, more rich with information, more appropriate for answering the questions that searchers have.
Right.
So think about it in kind of that frame of mind. The search engines, they are the judges, and they will look at your content and compare it to other people's. And if they say your content is better, more full of information, more directly applying to the question that searchers are asking, they will paste that ribbon on you and you will go up on the podium of page one in the search engine rankings. Right.
And the other thing you might want to consider is if what you're doing is saturated, then change your business.
do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, yeah,
what you're doing is saturated.
So the saturation aspect
is in a pool.
Right, there's that. You know, when your skin gets all wrinkly from being in a hot tub.
Right, pretty.
But the other option, if you're talking about web development or SEO, I mean, whatever. If your topic is already very well documented, then change your business and complete model and go in and talk about stickers or those little plastic wraps that go on the end of shoelaces. So if you pick something new that's not talked about, that's not ranking right. well, the fact that you right. are will rank higher immediately. You'll own that category. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's another option. I'm not saying it's a good one, but it's an option.
I like that. This is something we should share some resources before moving on to the next question. If Veronica or anyone listening wants to learn more about search engine optimization,
what do you think?
We are not actually SEO experts, but we've been working with the web and websites long enough that we understand the basics. We know how to monitor our search engine rankings and our traffic, and we know people that we can turn to when search engine rankings are really important.
What resource would you recommend at the moment?
Well, there's a few that I really like.
These will be in the show notes. You'll share these
sure,
on the notes.
Yeah, you can always. One of the things that I always like recommending is going to WordPress.tv and checking out all the videos there. There's tons of them. WordPress.tv is a website containing presentations from all over the world for years. People who presented at meetups and WordCamps. You can find Adam and I on WordPress.tv all over the place. I don't think either of us have any talks on there about SEO. Probably not, but there's a lot of us on there. If for some reason you need more Adam and Kyle, check out our WP Battle series.
just so you know, I'm looking real quick, and I just typed in SEO over at WordPress.tv, and there are WordCamp Wilmington, North Carolina, which just happened 2 months ago on October 25th. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's at least a dozen right there on the first page. There are a dozen. One of them is in Spanish. Two are in Spanish, or maybe it's, I don't know if it's in.
There's good stuff there.
I'll link to that right off the bat right there. So.
Our good friend Rebecca Gill does a lot of SEO stuff. That's really her focus, that she is rocking it. She has an event called SEO Bootcamp. You can find more at SEObootcamp.com. Some of our other friends attended and participate in it and just swear by it. Say it's an incredibly valuable several-day workshop in person. They come away just like really rocking their niche in the search engines. And Rebecca also has this pretty cool podcast called SEO Bits. It's really short, just like 10 minutes or less or something. But I've been tuning into it and it's solid. Rebecca is covering great topics really well. She has a ton of experience with websites that have had crazy experiences with changing algorithms and huge impact on their business. And she talks about huge SEO mistakes that she made early in her career and lessons learned from them. It's just like a very concise but powerful lesson, each one. So I definitely recommend subscribing to SEO Bits. It's not going to be over anybody's head too much. Good information. Those are a few of my favorite resources on the topic.
I was going to mention Rebecca Gill as well. And I'm linking to those in the show notes right now. I just already grabbed all those URLs, and those will be in the show notes. Okay, I think we did a pretty good job there, surprisingly enough.
Way to go, us.
Yeah. All right, next question. This is sent in by, I'm not sure whom. Do you know who this is?
Mike. It's sent in by Mike Bouchard.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mike. My phone keeps saying it's full. I'm getting a new one today, parentheses. What are the best steps to free up space?
Yeah.
I have.
We get all kinds of questions on the show.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, this is definitely one of those that's interesting.
Well.
Well.
One thing about this question is Mike says he's getting a new one today, except...
That was
this question weeks ago.
Right. So we don't know what phone he got, what he came from. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, word to the wise. Time-sensitive questions probably should not be sent to our show. You never know when
we get to it. Unless they do say, hey, answer this as soon as possible.
Yeah. then we will try our best.
Yeah.
But that's funny. I presume that Mike has a new phone now, and I hope it's working better for you, Mike.
Right. But it's probably obviously not the iPhone 10 because of this was a few weeks ago. Speaking of which, real quick, side note, I have two iPhone 10s coming in I bought to resell. So if anyone's listening to the show, my phone's coming next week. I'm not keeping them. I bought them early to help somebody else out and make a profit. Let me know. Okay.
Yeah, shameless.
Shameless. Trying to pay off the move, people.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So do you have an option here? Do you have like one or two options?
What is it that fills up your phone that uses up your space? You ever had issues with your phone just filling up?
Yes.
And why does it?
My daughter's phone recently filled up, her iPhone 6S, because she only has a 16 gig, which is a waste of a product technically, but I didn't want to get anything bigger.
Waste of a product.
And it totally messed it up, and so we had to wipe it clean and take it to Apple to restore it just to back to a functional phone. And it's working now. Photos and video usually are things that back up, that take up space, right? I have 7,000 images on my phone I'm good. I have a backup of it already. And then also, I mean, all the episodes of Breaking Bad are on my phone. I'm kidding. They're not. No. Yeah. So, usually it's photos, video, apps. I don't have that. I do have about 100 apps, but I get rid of the ones I don't use often. So. What fills up your phone? What kind of phone do you have?
It's the same thing. Yeah. I've got an iPhone something. The iPhone Curve, actually.
And that's right, because you sat on it.
I didn't sit on it.
I thought you sat on it.
No, I didn't sit on it. I got the exclusive iPhone Curve.
Okay.
And
he sat on it. It's curved in his butt.
I didn't sit on it. Okay, I slammed it in a car door.
Oh, jeez. There you go.
Get your story straight.
Okay.
and it's photos and videos. Yeah, that fills it up. I mean, so, when I first started listening to podcasts, I subscribed to a ton of different shows, and then I started downloading every episode.
Right, that fills up
because
stuff.
I didn't set it to
like the last two episodes
when I need them.
Yeah,
something like
that. That's what I do and too. I keep the last two on some episodes, three on some others. You know, one on some. Yeah, you have to go in and kind of pick and choose what you want to keep, right?
That was maybe the last time that I ran into an issue with it saying I was running out of space. Although there was one time I was filming a movie and we had just a ton of footage. And I started
you were in a movie theater and recording it? I mean, like that?
No, I never do anything like that.
Right.
That is wrong. That is wrong. Piracy is not a victimless crime. That's what I hear.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's photos and videos. And so what do you do to mitigate that problem? I would recommend signing up for file hosting services that auto upload and back up everything. You know, I use Dropbox and Google Photos and stuff like that. So anytime I take pictures and videos, they get automatically uploaded to a cloud account. If I decide to clear up some space and delete them from my phone, no problem.
Right.
I've got a backup easily
and
accessible.
I'm looking right now at my iPhone 6, and I have I have 244 songs, 136 videos, 7,785 photos, and 111 apps. My capacity is 64 gigs, but I have 7.67 gigs left. So I'd like to keep it about just closer to 10. So I'll probably have to go in and delete some because they're backed up, especially the videos. And the panoramics, by the way, the panos take up a butt ton. See?
Really?
Yes, of space. Panos take up a lot of space. So, and HDR photos do too as well. So yeah. Anyway, there you go. So the other option you can always do is just not back them up and just hit edit and delete them. So that's an option. Option one, delete them all. Don't care about them. Yeah. Option two, which is the smarter one here, Mike, is to back it up. Use Dropbox. You know, it's worth it. Pay for it because you'll smart. Or use Dropbox, the 2 gigabytes for free, and then move them out of there and put them somewhere else.
Yeah, those file hosting services are just amazing. Anyways, I love being able to just like snap a picture with my phone, and then I open up my computer and I can access it there.
Right.
Within seconds. I don't have to plug in a cord or anything like that download the file.
Well, see, I still actually hard back up I don't back up to iCloud because I didn't like it when it was started and it had some issues way back in the day. I've been doing this stuff for a long time. So I will literally once a month at a minimum plug my iPhone into my computer and do a encrypted backup. So that way, if I have to restore it, I have it, all the passwords are there, all the apps are there. And it takes all of like 10 minutes, but I'll do it at least once a month. So,
Awesome. Good story.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Moving on. I'm going to ask you this last question. All right. So this one came in from Adam Warner, who I liked until this question.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah. You're the best.
And we, you and I talked about this offline, like how do we want to ask this? And I think we'll just ask it in a normal way. We have changed a word to protect the innocent. So anyway, so what do you recommend when you have an itch below the belt in public? Do you scratch it, move your legs in a grasshopper-like motion, or head to the restroom? Oh, Mr. Warner.
Right. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Adam, for sending us a question.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Appreciate at least that.
And that's the show. Thank you, everybody.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe there are people out there who struggle with this and want our advice.
But see, can I go ahead and I don't have a sound effect ready. I should have had it. I mean, I almost want to put in what he actually asked, but I don't want to make him look worse than he already does at this point. I love Adam Warner. So what do you do?
We do too. Yeah.
My answer is wow.
Well, what do you do? I mean, what do you do in those like just kind of uncomfortable situations in general?
Is there any
wisdom you can share with people who maybe like, I'm not sure how to best handle it? What if you're like on stage on a panel and for some reason you're uncomfortable?
You get up, you feign a dizzy spell, or you say, excuse me 1 second, I'll be right back. You know, anyway, I think you go off, you cough off stage, you blow your nose, whatever it is you have to do, you scratch your butt, you do what you got to do, but you do it off stage. You take a quick little, you know what, I'll be right back. I got to take care of one thing. And you come back, and then you come back, you don't mention it, you just let it go, like, sorry, had to, or it depends on the audience, right? Had to adjust.
So probably C, head to the restroom.
Yeah, head to the restroom. I'm going to go with head to the restroom is what I'm going to say.
I'm going to probably go with that too. Have you ever, you know, like in public encountered people who just maybe wouldn't go with C and made you uncomfortable, you know, because maybe they went with option A, scratch it, with complete no regard for anyone around.
I can tell you, I remember in college, you know, I was a theater major, and we were watching a show, it was a musical, I forgot what show it was, but I remember my friend Roger Cotton, he was a senior in it, and he had one of the, it was a musical singing, and his zipper on his costume, it was a period piece, so it was like the big pants and stuff, but so the pants were just kind of old style, but the zipper was like, it seemed huge, and I'm like second row back, his zipper is open, and he's doing his leg is up on the chair singing a song, blah blah, and we're all laughing. And he thinks he's on fire. He's not. He's just that we can see his boxers.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was bad. It was pretty funny. And you know, people off to the wings were trying to say, "Zip up your pants." He was like, he finally figured it out, but he was a little embarrassed. But it happens. It's life, right?
Yeah. I've gone. I think I've done like presentations or something in front of public before and found out later that like in a video or a picture, just like something with my hair is like sticking straight up alfalfa style. Yeah. Like maybe I just took off my hat and didn't realize, just it drives me crazy. Somebody just tell me.
I mean, I do this for people. I will, for my friends of mine who wear lipstick. If I see that your lipstick is on your teeth, I will let you know in a nice, friendly way. I'm like, you know, hey, Rebecca. I mean, I know just her name came up. You know, and I think I've even told her, I was at Cabo there. I'm like, hey, I think you have some lipstick on your teeth. You know, or if the tag is sticking up on their shirt, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm polite about it. If I see you and hey, your zipper's down, or hey, your fly's down, or you know, it's one of the things. Ideally, you have caring friends and family who won't let you go all day with, you know, spinach in your teeth. So, or having to scratch, you know, below the belt.
Right.
Somehow.
Yeah. That's I'm not a fan of those situations. Those are tough because definitely letting somebody go is terrible.
All day. You're like, nobody told me all day. You come home, you have like this big piece of, I've had that happen.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it happens to all of us. No matter how cool you are, that stuff happens.
I think we can wrap this episode up with head to the restroom, you know, take care of something and move on with your life.
Yeah.
But thanks for the question. Adam. Yeah. Thank you, Adam.
And thank you, Mike. And thank you, Veronica, for the great questions. We really appreciate it. For anybody else who has burning questions, they could relate to WordPress, they could relate to SEO, they could relate to your iPhone, they could relate to uncomfortable situations in public, anything, we are willing to share our wisdom with you. Throw questions in our direction. Just throw them at us like the snowballs you're going to be throwing in just a matter of weeks when the snow starts falling. Just pitch them at us. We will duck and dodge, and we will return fire with some incredible wisdom in a future episode. So send them our way. Send an email to questions at getoptionspodcast.com. Go to getoptionspodcast.com. Send us a voicemail using the SpeakPipe feature on every page, and we will play your recording on a future episode, or fill out our contact form and just dump questions on us. Just inundate us with anything that you are possibly curious about. There's a lot going on in the world of WordPress right now.
Right.
And I'm sure there's something you're curious about.
Right.
Or maybe just something you want to hear somebody pontificate about for a while. People like us who have no knowledge, but lots of strong opinions.
Right.
So, anyway. Questions. Send them our way. And maybe, I don't know, if you're bored, give us a rating or something on wherever you can rate us. And if you're super bored and have nothing to do and no life at all, you could even follow us on social media, I guess.
Yeah,
we are on Twitter and stuff.
At get_options. And you're where on Twitter?
At Mr. Kyle Maurer.
And I'm over at Hey Adam Silver, also over at Kitchen Sink WP. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Awesome.